Well, we're on Friday of the sixth week, having resumed, and we're still in the, as you can see, we're in the letter of James, and we're at a very crucial point. This is James correcting a misunderstanding of Paul. And Paul would agree absolutely with everything James says. There's no doubt about it. Because they're both writing the Word of God. James has in mind those people who are saying, I believe there are Christians today who say that. You just got to believe, it's all, you know. And then once saved, always saved. And that's not scriptural. Why would we have so many exhortations to walk cautiously? Why do we have in so many places in the book of Revelation the call to repent? If once saved, always saved. I mean, he's writing to Christians. So let's take a look at this as time goes on. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? In other words, as Paul says in Galatians, you see, faith is energized through works. Energemuni is the word he uses, you know. The first act of faith always comes with an act of love. That first act of faith is always accompanied by love. It's the desire for the truth of God. It's the love of God. It's true, then we can sin and lose the love of God without losing faith. Thank God. And we can go to confession and have it restored. But that first act of faith is always with love. Always. And therefore, since there are aspects of his one divine life in us, it should produce its fruit. How many times has the Lord said in John, you know, you're my disciples if you do what I tell you. So James here has a very specific understanding of faith, which is not his own, which he's getting from people abusing Paul's teaching. Paul was teaching what he was teaching because of the conflicts he had in many of his communities. Notably, as you know, in the letter to the Galatians, and then again, to clarify the whole thing, in the letter to the Romans. And it was, we are satisfied by believing in Jesus, not by the practice of the Torah. What makes a person a member of the people of God is belief in Jesus Christ. But that belief, you know, as he speaks about it even in Galatians, you see, that's a belief energized by love. It's not just I subscribe to the proposition. And that's what James is after. You know, if you say to your brother or sister who has no food and nothing to wear, go in peace, keep warm, and eat well. And don't give them the necessities of the body. What? That's not faith. That's not anything. That's just words. So also with faith, if it does not have works, it's dead, and that's right. Do you see the danger? Because we can have a cultural faith. Sing along with Mitch. Get to Mass every Sunday. You know, send your kids to Catholic school. But never submit to God. It can be cultural. Now, God bless us, it's better than nothing, because at least there's a disposition in the person. They don't have to live in the middle of Uzbekistan. Or someplace, you know, they may never even heard of Jesus. So to have heard of him and to sort of go along practicing some good practices is a good thing. But it's not faith. Or it's a very immature, childish faith. It has to grow up. You know, as the bishop there in Brazil told us at the conference in Rome, you know, all those who are aware of what God is doing to renew the church in this charismatic renewal should be apostles of the baptism in the Spirit, because that's when faith begins to get normal. And then it produces fruit. And it's experiential. and it produces fruit. Now, so Paul has this particular argument, you know, we are justified by faith and not by works. That's right. But that's a deep interior act by which we submit to the reality of God and in Jesus Christ. It's not just I subscribe to the proposition. He says here, you know, the same thing. Even the demons believe. You see, you believe that God is one. You do well. That's the basic proposition of Judaism, right? You believe that God is one. Adonai Echad, right? The Shema. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God, and you shall love, you know, the Lord is one. Echad. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe that. Now you see what believe means for him here. Demons don't believe in the sense we mean believe. Yield to the work of God. Be brought into the presence of God. Desire God. Yield to him. Make the truths that he has revealed to the church and to the world and entrusted to the church the very principles of our life. That's belief. Demons don't do that. But they subscribe to the proposition, God is one, and they hate him. So you can see that this is a very precious teaching on faith. And it has nothing to do with contradicting Paul, but contradicting the people who have abused Paul's teaching. And it can happen. We can all do it. Oh, yeah, sure, I'm a Christian. What does that mean? Unless it's taking over our life little by little. If everybody in the world who said they were Christian actually fell in love with Jesus Christ, what do you think would happen to the world? There's over 1 billion of us in this world. It would change the world. People would say, oh my gosh, there's hope. This belief in Christ, look what it does to people. They have a happy family life. Their kids obey them. They're honest. You can trust them. If you want to go away for the night, you know, you can leave your kids with them. They'll be fine. There must be something to this. These are the ones who care for the poor. These are the ones who stand up in courage to oppose the same-sex marriage and the stuff that's destroying our society. These are not just the ones who go to Mass on Sunday, which is a good beginning. You see what he's after? If you believe that God became man, if you believe that God, in Jesus Christ, God died for your sins so that your sins are forgiven, if you believe that you are on your way to see God forever, then wouldn't you want everybody else to be in on that? Wouldn't just elementary human compassion want you to want everybody else to be in on that? See, that's what James is after. Paul is after a completely different issue. Justified means belong to God's people, so that at judgment day, you belong to my people. That's what that means. And how do you belong to God's people? Not by practicing the Torah or getting circumcised or keeping the dietary laws, but by accepting the reality of Jesus Christ in your life. I believe. That's going to make me different today. That's what it means. And you see, that's why he says that it's energized, made, the core of that word, energumeni, is erg, which is energy, erg, work. Remember in physics, erg? It's do something. Faith is alive. Remember, when we read the scriptures, we read the whole scripture. What does it say in Hebrews about this thing? You see? Faith, you see, is the acceptance of the reality of things we don't see, having, you know, hope for things that we don't lay hold of yet. But I mean, if my uncle calls me up and says, "Here's, I'm sending you a check for $5 million today," I'd be a pretty happy fella. I wouldn't say, "Well, I believe that. Now let's just go on with life." And God is saying, "I give you eternal life. I guarantee to protect you, to guide you, to help you, to talk to you, to be in union with you, even in this life." Surely that makes a difference. And that's what he's talking about. So you see the difference, huh? James knows lots of people saying, I believe. And their life is a mess. He said, don't think that is going to save you. So it's very healthy, and the Holy Spirit made sure that it got into the scriptures to keep us alert. Because we could misunderstand Paul ourselves, you know. And I believe, that's fine, I believe. Well, let's see it. Do we pray for the poor? Do we care about the poor? Do we care about everybody who doesn't even know Jesus? Do we get along in our families? Do we get along in our communities? Does it make any difference? That's all James is saying. But Paul has this other issue. Who belongs to God's people? That's why he keeps taking the example of Abraham. James, relying on another part of the Jewish tradition, says he was justified by his works. Does that contradict Paul? No. What James is saying is he belongs to God's people because he acted on what God told him to do. That's how we all get to belong to God's people. Is that clear? It's a crucial point, you know. And it's like a little time bomb hidden in the back of the New Testament. To say, whoa, folks, don't just say, I believe. It's good to believe. My goodness, it's great to believe. But then let that truth so take over your life that it is the source of who you are and how you act.